Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. In 2012, an investment company led by Jared Kushner, son-in-law and senior advisor to President Trump, and his father Charles Kushner, began buying apartments and townhomes in the Baltimore area. Over time, Kushner companies accumulated 15 complexes in the area, home to 20,000 residents. Last May, Alec McGillis, whom we heard from earlier, a reporter for the investigative site ProPublica, broke the story that Kushner companies had filed hundreds of lawsuits against tenants, sometimes resulting in their arrest. Democratic delegate Bilal Ali, who represents Baltimore in the General Assembly, has introduced the Jared Kushner Act. It would prevent tenants from being subject to arrest for failing to pay rent unless the amount owed exceeded $5,000. Alec McGillis, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Who are the people living in these properties?
I guess the best way to describe them would be the working middle class of the Baltimore area. These are people who are just barely hanging on. They're paying often quite high rent. Only some of these people are actually getting public assistance in these complexes, and a lot of them are actually paying $900, $1,000, $1,100 a month in rent. They are working at places like the Amazon warehouses, or they're Uber drivers, or they are working at the casinos. A lot of the people I met are in these kind of these jobs that are very, very contingent, that change, where your schedules change a lot week to week, but they're working hard because they, for most of them, are in fact paying these rents without any public assistance. They are also a very racially diverse group. These complexes are extraordinarily mixed racially. You have, and some of them are quite heavily African American, but others are really very diverse. White working class, Hispanics are down in the complexes southwest of the city. So it's really kind of a cross section of the working middle class just trying to hang on in Baltimore.
And those who are getting help with the rent, what kind of assistance?
They are getting Section 8, formerly called Housing Choice. But really, the majority that I met are people who are paying on their own.
What condition are these properties in?
They vary in condition. The worse off ones have a lot of problems. They have a lot of leaks, a lot of water damage, a lot of problems with mold, mice. It really does vary, but a lot of them are in pretty bad shape. That's actually one of the reasons that a lot of the tenants want to leave these complexes, because they are having such trouble with the conditions that they're in, with the mice or with the mold. And then when they try to leave in advance of their lease being up, that's when the company will often come after them.
What role does Jared Kushner play in the company?
Well, he played a very, very important role for most of the these last few years. They bought these complexes in Baltimore starting in 2012, and then they added some more in the years after that. And he really was, until he moved into the White House last year, he was the head of the CEO of the Kushner Companies, which is this large real estate company based in New York. And he was very involved in the decision to buy these complexes and in overseeing their management until he moved into the White House last year. His father was the person who started this company, the Kushner Companies, but his father went to prison back in the mid-aughts. And at that point, Jared, though still quite a young man, took over the company and really was the guy who went after these complexes and saw them as a good investment.
And when you say he was involved in the management, that would include the legal practices of aggressively going after tenants.
Exactly.
Seen as in arrears.
Exactly. The company made this huge investment in these complexes and had some investment partners in owning these complexes, but it was the Kushner Companies that was in charge of the management, in charge of collecting rent and going after rent that was owed. And the company clearly decided to be very aggressive about doing so, even to the extent of going after tenants who had left the complexes prior to the Kushners having bought them. And that's what's so extraordinary about this, that they were going so aggressively, even after tenants who had left a couple years earlier, who suddenly got things in the mail saying, you owe money to this entity that they'd never even heard of, JK2 Westminster. And that was JK2, Jared Kushner, presumably is the JK referred to in that name, and they would get these notices saying, you owe thousands of dollars to us. They never heard of them because they'd left a couple years earlier.
That's ProPublica reporter Alec McGillis here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about his reporting on the property management arm of Kushner Companies, which Jared Kushner used to run. Last May, Alec McGillis wrote about the company's practice of dragging tenants into court for lease breaking, even when tenants are in the legal right. The practices that you describe, how do they fit into what is common practice in property management?
I spoke to a lot of people in the industry to get a better sense of this, and what I was told was that what the Kushner Companies was doing was at the outer edge of what's considered normal and sort of acceptable. It's not totally unheard of to go back and pursue tenants who are from previous landlords, from previous eras, but to do it to the extent that the Kushners was doing it is definitely seen as pretty unusual. Likewise, this practice of actually trying to use the threat of actual jail to pursue people who haven't paid their rent. My former Baltimore Sun colleague, Doug Donovan, in a follow-up article, discovered that this is something else the Kushner Companies was doing, was going after tenants with the threat of actual jail time. And that also is not an unheard of practice, but the Kushner Companies were using it to an extent that is pretty unusual.
The legal term is a body attachment.
Yes.
Explain that.
It's a funny term, body attachment. In Maryland, if you've got a judgment against you for an unpaid rent, and you've not shown up at court after a couple different notices, they can issue a, quote, body attachment, which means that you can actually be arrested for a few days and held until you address this debt. And as Doug Donovan reported, this happened, I think it was about 20 times that he found where they had actually managed to detain someone over the past 5 or 6 years.
Since the news about the frequency of Kushner companies seeking arrest warrants against tenants has become widespread, Baltimore delegate Bilal Ali introduced legislation in the General Assembly to prevent judges from granting a body attachment unless the unpaid rent exceeds $5,000. What kind of impact do you think such a change in state law would have on the situation with the complexes you looked at?
Well, it would definitely be another protection for these tenants against these really aggressive tactics. I do wonder, even if this legislation were not passed, if companies like Kushner Companies are going to be much more wary of actually using these tactics now that they've been exposed. This might be the kind of thing where the sunlight alone might serve as somewhat of a deterrent against doing this again in the future.
Now, some tenants have gotten together and filed a class action suit in state court, right?
They have. This lawsuit alleges a whole, array of abuses by the Kushner companies. It focuses in particular on the way that they assess these late fees and so-called court fees, even when no court has actually approved the fees, and where you get this kind of snowballing effect where you get hit with all these fees that are sort of dubious to begin with. And then if you pay your next month rent, they'll assess some of that rent toward the fees you owed so that you're still owing some of your rent. And so they'll hit you with more late fees because you didn't pay all your rent. And it becomes this crazy snowball that you can never get out from under. And the lawsuit alleges that one effect that it has is that it actually ends up exceeding state limits on late fees, that there's supposed to be a 5% limit on how much you can assess late fees for on rent. And this sort of snowballing tactic that the Kushners use means that they're actually assessing late fees above 5%. So this was filed in state court late last year. The Kushners actually requested to have this lawsuit moved to federal court, presumably because they didn't want to have to face a Baltimore City jury. And the problem with that is that moving to federal court meant that they were going to have to disclose who all their partners were, their ownership partners in these complexes. And they are very unwilling to do that. And we've now learned that they're, in fact, intending to move back to the Baltimore City Circuit Court because they don't want to have to reveal who their investment partners are.
What do you think the timeline of this lawsuit will be, and what kind of impact do you think it could have?
If the lawsuit is found in the favor of the tenants, or if the company decides to settle, which is also quite possible, it could be a real vindication for a lot of these tenants, and just vindication that what they were dealing with all these years was improper, and also simply could bring them some kind of compensation for all these costs that were piled on top of their rent that in many cases were unjust. And a lot of these people are living very much paycheck to paycheck, barely making their rent every month, you know, working these jobs that are at these very kind of tenuous contingent jobs, places like the casino and Amazon and Uber driving and that kind of thing. And so any kind of even minimal compensation that they get from this lawsuit could make a real difference for them.
I'm grateful to you for walking us through it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Alec McGillis is a reporter for ProPublica. At the On the Record page, we have links to his reporting on the Kushner Company's properties in Baltimore County. Thanks for listening, On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.